I've heard about Dave Ramsey. He's very popular, and deservedly so. He talks with callers and he talks with his listeners about things like budgeting, building up a rainy day fund, setting money aside for retirement. But he talks mostly about how to get out of debt, because so many families find themselves crippled because of debt. They find themselves imprisoned and not being able to make progress toward their dreams because they are so far behind. And they think sometimes that there's absolutely no way to dig themselves out of their debt. Dave Ramsey helps them not by giving them money, but by giving them wise counsel. And during every show, a couple will call in, a couple who has been following Dave Ramsey, following his step-by-step approach to getting out of debt, and that couple will shout, and I do mean shout, the glorious words and happy words, "We're debt-free." It's absolutely the highlight of every show to hear that joy of being set free from debt. They used to put people in prison for their debts. Debtors' prisons, they were called. Workhouses, where those in debt were treated like slaves, put to work doing menial tasks, mind-numbing tasks, until the debt would be paid off in full. In our Lord's day, the wealthy would imprison those who were unable to pay back a loan. There was no workhouse. The only way out was for a relative or a friend to pay the ransom. Now, we use that term ransom today in relationship to kidnapping. But in Jesus' day, many families had to scrape up the money to pay the ransom for another family member who found himself captured by his creditor and with the meter still running for the interest. The gospel today includes the word ransom. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. In doing so, our Lord would fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah that we heard in the first reading today. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. To justify means to make things right, to make things square. Perhaps if you have somebody working at your house, you pay every week for materials and labor, and then at the end of the project, you make a final payment, and you ask, are we all square now? Is everything right? Is everything justified? Your ransom and mine, your ransom has been paid by another. Your ransom has been paid with the very lifeblood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He bears your guilt and mine, going to the cross to pay the ransom for our sins. But wait a minute, some might say. I could have paid that off on my own. I didn't need him to help. Oh, really? You alone could have settled accounts with the Almighty, paying back what you owed for all your sins, past, present, and future? paying God back in restitution for breaking his commandments, going against his laws, his divine plan? You could have done that. You and what army? And what about all the other sins? All the sins of the entire race that just get us deeper and deeper in debt. The psalmist would pray, O Lord, if you would count all our sins, who could survive? But with you is found mercy and forgiveness. God's justice demands that debt be paid. God's mercy sends into the world the only one who could possibly pay the ransom, his only begotten Son, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the perfect sacrifice, the only sacrifice that could ever substitute for our sins, the only sacrifice that could possibly pay the entire debt of our sins, going to the cross and paying the ransom with his blood. It is the cross of Jesus that we touch every time we make a good confession. It is his blood that washes away our sins. We must never take the cross of Jesus for granted, nor must we ever forget that we are poor sinners in need of God's mercy and forgiveness. And it is at the cross that we gather this morning. The very same sacrifice offered on Calvary is the same sacrifice offered at the altar. At Calvary, on the cross, Jesus gave everything that he could possibly give, his very body and very blood, the same body and blood that he gives to us at the altar today, in the perfect sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Mass. We gather for the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and through it we participate in his suffering, his death, and his glorious resurrection. How can we ever repay the Lord for all the good that he has done for us in paying the ransom for our sins? How can we possibly repay the Lord? The fact of the matter is that we can't. There's no way on earth. But we can continue to be close to him, to be near to him each and every day of our lives, to listen to his holy word, to put his word into practice in our daily lives, to do the works of mercy and kindness. And we are never closer to Jesus than we are at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We are at the foot of the cross at this moment, preparing to be so close to him as he gives us in holy communion his very body and most precious blood. It doesn't get any closer than that. We have been redeemed. We have been rescued. The ransom for our souls has been paid, and all he wants in return is for us to follow him to heaven. I guarantee you, you'll never ever get a better deal than that. Closely related to this, And you can find this on YouTube, and I encourage you to do so. Closely related to all of this is a story about Brady Singer. Who on earth is Brady Singer, you might be asking? Brady Singer wears number 51 for the Kansas City Royals. He was a first-round draft pick a couple of years ago, and he has all of the signs of being a journeyman pitcher in the major leagues for years and years to come. The Christmas after he received his signing bonus, he wrote a letter to his parents. And I'm going to read from that letter. Brady Singer writes, "I love you, Mom and Dad. I just wanted to thank you for everything you did to help me reach my dreams. From T-ball all the way to the major leagues, there's absolutely no way I could have done this all by myself. Both of you constantly took off work and spent every dime you made just to put a smile on my face. My smile and appreciation for both of you has never stopped, and it never will. I will always remember travel team baseball, trying to eat cheaply and save money, but I never could because you both always wanted me to have the best stuff to help me pursue my dreams. The money you both spent on traveling, gear, hotel, food, and all those Gatorades I drank is much more than I could ever give you. But there's something that I want to give you. I'm paying off your mortgage from the bank, and I have paid off all of your credit cards. Now, instead of trying to save money every week to replace the savings account you drained traveling to see me play baseball, you can spend it on yourselves because you deserve the very best. And I want you both to know how much I appreciate you and how none of this would be possible without you. Your giving hearts helped me to shape my tiny dream into a reality. I love you both more than you could ever imagine, and I will never forget what you both have done. Merry Christmas. Love, Brady." Brady Singer, number 51 for the Kansas City Royals. He says so plainly, there's no way on earth that all the money in the world could make up or pay back what his parents did out of love. And there is no way that we could ever repay all that the Lord has done for us in ransoming us from our sins. All we can do is to keep following Him, to keep listening to Him, to allow Him to be our number one influence in life, to draw close to Him through the sacraments that precisely to keep us close to Him, following Him each and every day, and always unto everlasting life.